What can the eruption of Mount St. Helens 40 years ago tell us about today's pandemic? Correspondent Nick Deshay explains.
Some things never change, like when politicians defend their actions after disaster strikes.
And it's easy now for people to say, after the eruption took place and there was some loss of life, you should have done it different. You shouldn't have let me go in there. You shouldn't have there. You should have prevented it. You should have put an army there if necessary to keep us out.
Dixie Lee Ray was Washington's governor when St. Helens erupted in 1980. She was interviewed 2 years later for a public TV documentary.
That's all just hindsight, because the fact is we undertake and accept risks every single day. And there are a lot of things that we do that are far more risky than were the probabilities of an eruption of Mount St. Helens.
President Trump has used similar language when talking about coronavirus and has cited automobile fatalities in his call to ease stay-home orders. That's not all. People ignored or willfully challenged Ray's recommendation to stay away from the mountain, much like those who have marched on state capitals to protest public health measures. Eric Wagner, a Seattle-based science writer, sees parallels.
There are a lot of those just kind of disaster parallels of people didn't take it seriously in the run-up. Like, they thought, oh, you know, it'll just be interesting and, you know, this funny thing. And the government response was kind of muddled, and there were eviction orders that people ignored. And some people got, you know, like Harry Truman, were famous for ignoring them.
Truman ran the Mount St. Helens Lodge at Spirit Lake and became something of a folk hero in the months before the eruption for flouting orders to leave. He died in the eruption. But Wagner says it's not Truman's story that's most informative for today. It's the experience of those who survived.
You know, you like to think that things will go back to the way they are, but disturbance and disaster tells you that they probably won't.
The eruption lasted a day, killing 57 people, and we still feel the effects today. The coronavirus outbreak has been unfolding for months. I'm Nick Deshay reporting.